From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The Justice Department has reached a preliminary agreement with U.S. Airways and American Airlines, which will allow the two to merge, creating the world's largest airline. The settlement requires the airlines to sell slots, gates, and ground facilities at major airports around the country. And joining us for more is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. And Jason, I want to go back first to the original objections in August. The Justice Department made the moves to block the merger. What were those objections?
Hi, Jeremy. Well, back in August, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, said this was going to be a bad merger for consumers. He said you'd see higher airfares, higher fees, fewer choices, less legroom. Actually, he didn't say anything about less legroom. But the point was that it was going to be bad, bad, bad. The complaint also said that the merger would make it easier for the remaining airlines to cooperate with one another rather than compete on price and service. So it was going to be bad all around.
So what about these concessions? As I said, sell slots, gates, and ground facilities at major airports around the country. Tell us more about what the airlines are going to have to do.
Right. Well, these two airlines basically had to give up their stranglehold, especially on the East Coast. U.S. Airways and American agreed to give up slots at Reagan National Airport near Washington. They're going to reduce their combined daily departures there by about 15%. They're giving up slots at LaGuardia Airport in New York. They're going to cut their service there by about 7%. And this is going to make room for potentially low-cost carriers to get more slots there. They also agreed to give up gates in Chicago, two gates in Chicago, two in Los Angeles, two in Dallas, two in Boston, two in Miami, and they agreed to keep serving several cities, including Virginia, Michigan, Florida, Arizona, Philadelphia, and Tennessee. All those states had joined in the Justice Department suit. I also want to add that Jack Nikas and Brent Kendall of the Wall Street Journal reporting that, according to their sources, the airlines have pledged to continue service at some other small and medium-sized cities. Because, you know, the concern was some of these cities that are not profitable, they could end up with no major carrier serving them.
Oh, yes. It would be a shame if Senator such-and-such would have to switch airlines to get home to his airport. Anyway, what about the low-cost carriers that are coming in that will have to come in and fill some of these gates?
Well, here's what Attorney General Eric Holder is saying today. He says that this deal has the potential to shift the landscape of the airline industry. That's a quote, by guaranteeing that low-cost carriers are going to have a larger presence in crowded airports in major cities across the country. Investors seem to agree with this. Southwest Airlines, they're going to probably pick up some gates at LaGuardia. They've been seeing their shares rise 1.25 percentage points when I last checked. And JetBlue, it's going to get they're likely to get slots at Reagan Airport. They've jumped 4.6% today.
Well, American Airlines shares rose 23% after the news. This has to still be approved by a judge, this merger. But in the meantime, what does it mean for American?
Yeah, it's pretty likely that the judge will approve this, that this will go forward at this point. And as you mentioned, reflected in share rise, the rise in the share price of American Airlines. Bloomberg News, interesting, asked six airline analysts what impact this merger would have on operations. And they predicted that the combined carrier, American US Air, would trim 3.9% of existing capacity once the routes were reworked and optimized. And so this deal has also buoyed the shares of other U.S. airlines, including United, Delta, all on the expectations that this merger is going to reduce overall capacity in the industry. Probably not something that consumers themselves would be thrilled about, but consolidation has been a mainstay of the industry.
And it looks like it will continue. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.